What's up, fellow TCG lovers? This is Skylar.
And this is Danielle.
And this is Labyrinth Hero TCGs, a weekly podcast that we are launching. The inaugural episode is here. We're going to go through some TCG news today. In the event that we don't have any news to go through in future weeks, we may just talk about the TCGs that we love. So, let's hop into it. So, starting us off, we have Wizards announcing the Spotlight series for Magic. They are putting on new open tournaments, 8 of them in total per year, with a 50k prize pool. So these are going to be themed events. Standard construction format is in SGC Con in Atlanta. That's going to be the first one. Sign up at starcitygames.com. And yeah, so any competitive players will have new chances to get onto the Pro Tour this way. The second one will be over in the Netherlands in a modern format. So there's 5 in US, 2 in Europe, and 1 in Japan all together this year, or next year. 2025 would be next year. All 8 events are going to be broadcast on the internet, so you can go and watch them. You know, if you have any friends or just feel like giving it a watch. Everyone that competes is going to be getting a promo card, and placing in the top 8 will get you a foil.
How often do they do these events?
Well, I mean, currently they are only at cons. So MagicCon, like all the other cons that Magic goes to, is where they're doing them currently, and it's a lot more restricted. So this is an open tournament. Basically, you can go there and join yourself.
Interesting.
So you don't have to have any kind of sponsorship. You don't have to have any kind of a requirement. You just have to show up with a legal deck for the format and sign up. They were talking about some caps on this. Basically it's up to the organizers to put a cap on how many people can join. So definitely if you're planning on getting into one of these events, it would be best to get into it as soon as possible, just so that you don't hit that cap and, you know, don't have to worry about it. So as soon as Star City Games puts the sign up there, I would hop in if I were a competitive player. Of course, I'm not. I pretty much only play Commander myself right now. And the Pro Tour does not include Commander, of course, so.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, Commander's kind of taken over Magic, so. I mean, I get it. Commander's kind of a chaotic, format.
Especially in a competition setting where you have, like, 4 people at a table and you know, can work together. It's less skill that way and more like
who
we take out first.
Yeah, it's a social game for sure. Yeah.
So I guess I can see that.
Yeah. That's what makes it fun though.
Agreed.
Alright. So speaking of Magic, let's talk the set that was released this month, Bloomburrow. So this set, I gotta tell you, I absolutely love. So if you have not seen the set yet, which would be insane, but it takes place in kind of this anthropomorphized animal fantasy realm and reimagine some of your favorite planeswalkers as anthropomorphized animals.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otters.
Otters. They have Liliana there as a squirrel. Jace is a fox. Garrick is like a badger or a wolverine or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like all kinds of cool stuff. Ral, I think, is the otter. But yeah, all kinds of really cool things. I really love the artwork in it. The commander decks are pretty decent. I bought the squirrel deck for myself because I have always been wanting to build a squirrel deck since I saw the first squirrel card of my life in a previous set of Magic. I don't even remember what set it was out of.
But that's pretty much the most sought after deck. Pre-con deck for Commander.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody wants my squirrels. And it jacked up the price for me. So, yeah, stop buying the squirrel deck so I can buy more of them. But, yeah, I mean, the cards are amazing. They have puns on them.
Crumb and get it.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite pun.
Crumb and get it, yeah.
Crumb and get it.
Carrot cake in the art is literally like carrots sticking out of cake. That's one of my favorites. Tempt with bunnies is just a funny concept and a funny concept for a card. It's almost like it's out of an unset. But it's not. Like you literally tempt people with creating their own little bunny tokens, and you get to draw cards and create your own.
Realistically, people could tempt me with bunnies, and I would get into any vehicle you offered me to get into. So I imagine the temptation is there, and it's real.
Tempt with Bunnies is such a great card. Yeah, so these cards have been amazing for me. I really like them. I know people give the set a little bit of flack because it doesn't have, like, huge, like, really high hits. But, I mean, the Three Tree City card alone, having four extended arts all in a different season, that concept is amazing. And I love them. We have that fall Three Tree City sitting up there in our house right now.
Also the basic one. We have the basic, not one of the extended arts.
Yeah, they don't all come in extended art. So we have the normal one, and then we have the fall extended art. And then, of course, there's one for every season. Yeah, pretty cool concept. I really, really like that they did that with the Three Tree City. And, yeah, just a great-looking set overall.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Still doesn't beat the dinosaurs in my book. Still gonna love the Ixalan.
Move on.
I will not. Listen, they came out with Jurassic Park cards, and my heart, they're in it. Lies.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the Jurassic Park cards, too, but yeah, dinosaurs are getting to the point where they're a little overdone in Magic, I think.
You stop it. Not true. That will never be true.
It's kind of like dragons. There seems to be about a dragon in every set, so.
Dragons are also cool, and no one is over them yet. You move on, sir.
You move on. Speaking of moving on, let's go to Pokemon. So they announced a Greninja EX Ultra Premium Collection that is going to be a GameStop exclusive, releasing on November 1st. They have the price point set at $120, which people are really harping on. Did you see the screenshot that I had of that?
In the comments, yeah. There was one that was like, they really want to kill GameStop. Like, well, somebody else already tried and they failed, so maybe. Right.
Like there's comments, I want it, but definitely not paying $120. We'll wait. Well, they may keep them all. My favorite, LMAO, GameStop's getting screwed. I look forward to picking one of these up for 50% off. Basically implying that they're all going to sit there.
Which, I mean, let's be real. When I go to GameStop, immediately I am going for that. Buy two, get one free. Buy three, get two free.
Yeah.
Area. Like, if I see this in there, I'm 100% picking that.
Yeah, for sure. GameStop, like, they option all of these GameStop exclusives. And that's all I seem to see sitting on that clearance shelf.
Yep.
So I don't know why they keep, you know...
Keep trying?
Keep trying all this. Like, you're a game store. Like, some people have had it with you, and I get it. Like, you're trying to keep the business afloat, but... You know, throwing some super exclusive Pokemon set that's super expensive. I don't think that's the way to do it.
No. And their array of trading card games is very limited. They don't have the inventory of actual card stores. Like, they're more of a, I don't know, when I think of GameStop, I think more video games than I do trading card games.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. I don't even think that they sell singles in... I've never seen them.
No, whereas something like video games, etc.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a national thing. That might be a thing that's more in the Midwest or just here in Iowa.
Well, either way, any local game store, yeah. Any LGS, is going to have the singles and the packs, the numerous different products that you can purchase.
Right.
Well, why not shop all in one place? So I think that Pokemon is doing a discredit to itself to partner with a GameStop.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think people would be more inclined to cough up $120 if it was going through somebody else, like an LGS.
Possibly. Local gaming stores, everybody wants to support those businesses. Like, if you... I mean, I would definitely go to, like, our local game store versus a GameStop if I'm buying cards.
Yeah. Yeah, I would too, honestly. Like, I'll purchase the occasional, like, pack at GameStop. If I'm there, I'm not finding anything that I want, and I just see a pack of cards on the wall that I want, I might pick one up. I'm definitely not picking up the Greninja box there.
No, for sure.
Yeah, unfortunately.
If it would have been, like, a first, like, original 151 Pokemon... I mean, obviously, in the later sets of Pokemon, I wasn't really into, but given the fact that it's Greninja, not like Pikachu, Charmander, Charizard, anything like that.
I mean, that is some people's Pikachu. Greninja's a very popular Pokemon.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
That's crazy. It's a frog. Let's be real.
It's a ninja frog. People really love Greninja.
Listen, Charizard, dragon. Need I say more?
Yeah.
Bulbasaur. Basically a dinosaur with a seed on its back. I'm just saying. A plant, whatever. I'm just saying. Do I need to say more? No, not really.
Fair enough. Yeah, and I think that the bulk of Pokemon players are just kind of meh about this one. So let's go to something that people are actually positive about. So the... Pokemon Trick or Trade Booster Bundle is on its way for 2024. This time, they are putting in those Galaxy Hollows. You've seen those.
I can't picture what they are in my brain.
The Galaxy Hollows? They're...
It's all right.
Yeah, I was...
I just keep picturing like swirly galaxy stars.
Stars, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, they're those ones with like the really cool like explosion of stars on them.
Oh, okay.
Yep, for the first time in the Trick or Trade boosters, we will have one of those in every single pack.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, and the bundle will come with 35 packs of 3 cards and a very cool $15 price tag. You know, getting some of the Pokemon that have been available throughout the Scarlet and Violet era, Pikachu, Ogerpon, Fluttermane. Gengar is, I think, my favorite card out of the set because it looks like he's licking the little Pikachu pumpkin on the card.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think Gengar is, like, their heavy focus. But let's be real. I want that Umbreon. That's what I want.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they included
Umbreon. If they put it on the package, it had better be included.
Well, I don't know. But, yeah, like, this is something that people are overwhelmingly positive about. Especially the everybody loves those Galaxy Hollows. They look really good. And just having them on this really cheap like booster bundle, you know, that that is kind of Halloween themed is really nice to have.
Yeah.
So Pokemon fans are rejoicing about this one and not so much about the GameStop exclusive. For I think probably obvious reasons.
It's solid.
All right. Let's look at Star Wars Unlimited. Kind of a new kid on the block. We are going to see the third set release in November 2024.
Right in time for Christmas.
Yeah. They have a couple of new keywords and new starter decks. The leaders will be Ahsoka and General Grievous. Ahsoka is all around the coordinate mechanics.
And this is all centered around Clone Wars, right?
Clone Wars, yep. It's a Clone Wars themed set. Twilight of the Republic itself like kind of gives that Clone Wars kind of a vibe.
Nice.
Yep, and then General Grievous is kind of a droid tribal. I say tribal, that's a very magic term. he centers around getting value out of droid units. And he'll throw Sentinel on them and stuff, so that's what that deck will be about. I think it's a good couple of leaders for that set.
Do you know what the new keywords are, or no?
I could not find out anywhere. I was looking. I know that they announced the set, gave it a release date, and gave a preview of the starter decks. But I didn't see in the few cards that I saw. I didn't see the new keywords. I couldn't find what the keywords were anywhere, so.
Okay.
Unfortunately, have no idea what they are, but two new keywords are getting added. Over 250 new cards on November 8th. So, Star Wars Unlimited fans, start looking for your favorite Clone Wars, Jedis, and droids. In that hyperspace foil and everything soon.
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. Yeah, this game I really like opening. The packs are paper. So when you open them, they just rip so easily.
Hopefully they continue with that trend, though, because we've seen it so many times in the past where they go from paper to plastic.
Right. Yeah.
They're not plastic. I don't know what you would... Plastic-ish?
It's plastic, yeah. It's like foiled plastic. Yeah. They have like an inner membrane of plastic mm-hmm. with foil around it. Yeah. Yeah, and the plastic ones can get annoying, especially if they have a very poorly designed pack.
Yeah.
You know, and especially like card games will put a tab on the corner and you pull that tab and it goes like half of an inch down the pack, and you're like, well, I could have just took some scissors to this. Like, it's... Those plastic packs, like, I get it. They're a lot cheaper for you to produce and everything. They're not so heavy. Mm-hmm. All kinds of benefits for the business, but paper packs are just... Or paper wrappers are just so much better to open. They're so much easier to open for one, and for two, the tactile, mm-hmm. like the feeling of them is great.
It really reminds me of candy bars. Like, until I seen a post the other day about candy bars previously having a paper wrapper with the foil around them, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's true. I remember that. I was alive for that. Like, you don't think about these things. But...
Yeah, we saw that die out in our very early childhood. Yeah.
And I never even gave it a second thought. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I remember that. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was a real thing.
Yeah, that was a thing. A few companies held on for a long time, but I think somewhere in the mid-90s, it just died off.
I think it was later than that, because I still remember my brother loved Crunch Bars, And we were still buying them when they were in paper, and I was old enough to go to the store and get them myself. So
right.
I want to say it was like the early 2000s.
Maybe Crunch Bars. Are they? They are
Nestle.
They're still on paper, I think.
No.
No?
No, they're blue and white and red, I think, and they're plastic.
They're plastic now?
Yeah, I think so. To be fair, I haven't seen a Crunch Bar in a hot minute, but I'm pretty sure they're still plastic.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. All right.
We just turned into a podcast of a candy bar.
Listen, you get talking about wrappers, everybody thinks candy bars. Let's talk One Piece. So, for anybody that plays in any competitive tournaments, the Trafalgar Law leader that was available in ST10 is getting banned from competitive starting on September 6th. So I know this is a big blow to a lot of control decks that are out there for One Piece because they included this guy.
What exactly? Because I don't play.
Right.
But what exactly does he do that makes him so ridiculously overpowered?
So basically, he has the ability to remove opponent's characters. He can bounce them to the bottom of the deck. Mm. And a lot of cards have, like, on KO or on trash effects. Mm-hmm. So basically a discard effect or a on death effect. Oh. He bypasses that. Plus, he allows the player to play cards out of their hand for free.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Yeah, and they put that in a starter deck.
Oh, man.
Yep, yeah, so it was kind of the pinnacle of the meta, for sure. But, yep, he's getting probably a pretty well-deserved ban, unfortunately. And I've seen some stuff about different kinds of decks that you can use him with. Those red purple decks, pink. Mm. I don't know what his exact colors are. I'm colorblind, but yeah. Yep. So September 6th, there's actually two cards being banned. Enies Lobby also is getting a ban. Because of snowball potential, because you can just keep playing it and reduce the cost of the opponent's cards.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, two big bans coming for One Piece. It's going to affect the overall meta, I think. I mean, I don't know if a lot of people in the competitive scene were playing him yet, really. I don't exactly know how the One Piece competitive scene works, but yeah, he's getting banned. No more of that in official tournaments, of course. One Piece themselves state any cards that's been printed you can play whenever. Except for in competitive play. So, you know, they say that so that kids aren't yelling at each other, I'm pretty sure, about banned cards.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, R.I.P. Blogger.
Trafalgar?
It's
Trafalgar Law.
Oh.
Like Trafalgar Square.
I don't know what that is either. Continue.
Okay. All right. More One Piece. We got the 8th set coming out in English on September 13th. Yeah. That's, I think, going to be a pretty good set.
Do you know if they're bringing back the manga illustrations?
Yep. Manga Silver's Rayleigh is in the set. And it's a pretty decent price point at $4.50 a pack. So, I mean, they have really good super rares. From what I saw, pretty usable cards. Yeah, people in Japan seem to like it. I think people are going to be excited about it here. Of course, I don't play a whole lot of One Piece either. In that, I mean, I've never played a game myself, so... I mean, I just pay attention to the trends and stuff, but... Yeah, like...
So this is the English version that's releasing English the 13th of September.
Yep.
The Japanese version has already been released.
Yeah, Japanese is out. It's been out for a little while now. Yep, so just the English version that we get those, the English versions of One Piece cards later than Japan right now. I think eventually it's probably going to be more of a simultaneous release, but
yeah,
they've been releasing this card game like crazy. The premium boosters are coming out soon too. I forget when.
Are they similar to like Pokemon where they have different, not necessarily different artwork, but possibly different artwork or different holofoils? Are they pretty like straight across the board, like everything's the same, it's just English versus Japanese?
As far as I know, it is the same. In the, at least the previous sets, everything up through 7, every card's been the same except for the language.
Okay.
So, yeah, no exclusive, like, alternate arts or anything like that, or holo patterns.
Okay. Because we all were very upset with 151 having the special Master Balls.
I know.
In Japanese and not in English.
Those Master Ball cards, like... Why didn't we do that in English? That is such a mystery to me.
I agree. Like, we love Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure I could still name all 151 original Pokemon.
Yeah, anybody my age, like, remembers Pokemon coming out, remembers how obsessed we were with it.
Like, listen, all of us, every single millennial, I'm pretty sure, can identify every 151 Pokemon just by its outline. Don't even need the full picture. You show me an outline of a Pokemon, I'm gonna be like, that's that Pokemon.
Every commercial break, yeah.
Everyone.
They quizzed us constantly.
Who's that Pokemon?
I can still name everyone because the rap plays in my head when I'm going through a pack of 151.
I'm sure I still know the full theme song to that.
Yep. Yeah, so One Piece, no exclusive foils that I am aware of. Of course, I could be wrong. I'm often wrong. But I'm pretty sure that they are the same except for the language.
All right.
Now let's talk your favorite card game right now.
Lorcana!
Disney Lorcana. So... they had D23, the big Disney Expo, and some stuff got previewed there.
And let me just say this. I called it for the Pixar situation.
Pixar is going to be in the property pool starting in 2026.
So excited.
As is the Black Cauldron, which I'm super excited for because that's such a different Disney film.
It is. There's speculation, and I don't know if it's true, that they're going to add Nightmare Before Christmas too, which I feel like if they're adding the Black Cauldron, they then should add the Nightmare Before Christmas. Mm. Because you know your girl, she's going to go get some. Like,
that's for sure, yeah. Yeah, like, I'm hoping that they keep it to animated stuff. I obviously don't want them to add in, like, their Star Wars properties or anything.
I would hope with them having a separate Star Wars game already, or TCG, that they would leave that. They already have a separate Marvel card game.
Right.
I would hope that they would leave that alone. But yeah, I really hope that they continue the cartoony, because that's what we think when we think Disney. Like, I think Pixar... it's also a cartoony situation, so, like, I feel like that's well incorporated. Mm-hmm. However, if they ever started to bring in like live action things, I think that that would severely hinder. And I hope they know that.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah, I hope they do realize that for sure. But yeah, Pixar and the Black Cauldron were announced. They did. I do hear rumors that set 6 is going to be maritime themed. So expect like the pirate Donald Duck and stuff. And mermaids.
Steamboat Pete. He's a steamboat. That's maritime, kind of.
Yeah. They do have Rescue Rangers, too. Chippendale.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's coming out, I think, in this next set. If not, they announced it in one of the upcoming sets. But Rescue Rangers
is... What is the bird's name from that show?
The bird?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Darn.
I watched maybe like a whole 3 episodes of that.
Aw, get out of here. You're no good to me anymore.
I mean, that's fair.
Well, either way. Speaking of Lurkana, they have the D23 promo set. That thing looks amazing.
Right. Yeah, they put out a promo set for D23 itself. It was available there. You can still find it on certain markets online. So these are all exclusive D23 promo cards that are in Enchanted Foil. And it includes cards from upcoming set like Oswald.
I need it.
They have Mickey Mouse, Cinderella, Ursula, Bruno, Vanellope von Schweetz, and Oswald. I know that a lot of the people that we know from card breaks on TikTok have bought these and immediately went and got them graded because these promo cards tend to skyrocket after the next set releases. So
I'm 100% going to buy one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we gotta get one since we're huge Lurkana fans now. Fortunately, we barely even knew of his existence until like set 3.
Mm-mm. Yeah, England was our first go around for that.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited about this new, well, it's not new. It's a reprint of Villainous, the board game. So I know this isn't a board game podcast, but I gotta talk about it because it has a promo card. Yep. Inside of it. So, while we already own this board game, because I love everything Disney, I will probably rebuy it just for the promo card inside of it.
Are we really rebuying this?
Listen, I almost rebought it for the Disney 100th anniversary. You think I won't buy it for Lurkana now? Of
course. Right, yep. There is an exclusive foil promo card in the special edition of Villainous that they released at D23. Yep. And
100% need that.
What is the exclusive?
I don't know. It did not say on the website, but I will let everybody know once I buy it.
For sure. All right. Speaking of new Lurkana stuff, let's talk some Shimmering Skies, shall we?
Oh, my heart. Just stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had my hands on quite a bit of Shimmering Skies, and this new set is amazing. You know, they did the panoramic arts with all the villains and Kuzco at the end. They have the dwarves in somewhat of a panoramic art. Mm-hmm. Like, all kinds of stuff. Like, you just lay cards next to each other and they make one panorama. That is cool that they did that.
The raised part of the cards, like the...
Yeah! The textured legendaries for the first time.
Awesome.
That's amazing. It makes legendaries legendary.
Much more. Yeah, because before they were just like, it's a legendary. I mean, they were still cool.
Yeah.
But now they have like something that sets them apart from the other cards besides that little golden symbol at the bottom. So that's amazing.
Right. Yeah, what they did with the legendaries is amazing. I hope they keep on doing it. The And I hope they keep it up with the art on the Enchanteds in the set, because the Enchanteds in the set are so much more brighter. The foiling.
Colorful.
Yeah, the foil work on it is amazing.
The foil almost looks textured, but it's not. Like, it looks like you would, like, it's insane compared to the previous foil Enchanteds that they're just...
Yeah, yeah. When I had that Royal Tantrum pulled for me, when I got my hands on that thing, I was moving it back and forth and just kept saying over and over again, it looks like silk.
It does, though.
It is very cool. Their work on the foils in this set, the colors palette that they've used.
Beautiful.
Just, I love the Lorcana artists that they've procured for Lorcana.
Agreed.
They're amazing. I'm glad that they didn't just use stills from all of the Disney properties for it.
Exactly. I do love a lot of, like, the custom artwork that they've done for, like, a lot of the characters. Like, the Mother Gothel in this set is particularly beautiful. Like, they do have two Mother Gothels in this set. One that is very much straight out of the movie, but then they have that special artwork piece of her, and it's beautiful.
Right. Yeah. So, pick yourself up some Shimmering Skies. This set is just in a league of its own right now.
Yeah, they do have the two pre-con decks, obviously featuring Scar, one of our favorites, and Elsa, and then Kronk. Who doesn't love Kronk?
Kronk is amazing.
Pull the lever, Kronk! Wrong lever! I'm just saying. And then the sleeves and the boxes to go with it.
Yeah,
they
released all kinds of Lorcana sleeves and deck boxes. The Illumineers Trove.
It looks awesome. Booster packs, lore counter, dividers for your cards, storage for your cards, a dice. It's basically what Magic does with their bundles, where you get all of that good stuff. But now it's Disney. They seem to be a little pricey, though, compared to, like, Magic.
Yeah, they can be. But, you know, it's Disney. What are you going to do?
That's true. I do love the portfolios as well, like the card keepers. Those are beautiful.
Sure.
I want some of those to keep my Lorcana cards in, except for I have too many, and I don't think they accounted for how much.
Yeah, those look like half-inch or one-inch binders.
Right.
We need, like, 2 or 3 4-inch binders.
I really just need, like, a 5-inch binder.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Love the Shimmering Skies look. And we are kind of at the end, but let's mention some things that were released before we decided to do this podcast.
Not released, but...
Or, like, announced.
Announced, yes.
Yep. So, Stellar Crown will be releasing on September 3rd for Pokemon...
13th.
I said that, right?
You said 3rd.
13th, my bad. Surging Sparks in November... Which, you know, Pokemon release schedule is incredibly hectic. Duskmourn is coming out in September as well on the 27th, a horror-themed Magic set that's coming out soon.
I feel like that was specifically built for you and not for me.
Yeah, I feel like it was built so that you'll stop playing Magic.
Bring me back dinosaurs.
More Ixalan.
Get out. Unless they're horror dinosaurs, then sign me up. But
I mean, it's Magic. They probably have a horror dinosaur in it.
They better. I'm getting that card.
There's probably a couple of horror dragons, too.
We'll have more information on these sets when they actually get closer to their release date and maybe what they'll include and what kind of products we'll be releasing. Are they going to have ETBs? Are they going to have, you know, pre-cons? Are they going to have all those good things? So we'll have more of that in future episodes. But for this, we know that they're out there. We know they're announced. pretty big things right now.
Yeah.
But the more information is released, the more information we'll have later.
Yeah, which we... Stellar Crown was just so hectically released after Shrouded Fable that I have no idea what's going on.
Well, yeah, because first there was Twilight Masquerade, then Shrouded Fable came out, and now... Like 2 months later, like you can't even find booster packs of Shrouded Fable, and we're gonna release Stellar Crown already in September. That's like 14, 15. No, okay, it's like 3 weeks away, 2 weeks away. Something yeah, like that. That's crazy.
Yep. Yeah, it is. The Pokemon release schedule is hectic and insane.
Like, do they just do it whenever they want? I think they have so many Pokemon now that they just have to kind of, like, cycle through them.
They have, from what I understand, they have multiple teams working on the card game. Mm. And that's why, like, Pokemon card game fans are really confused because, like, they'll release a set and then, like, 2 weeks later release another set. Well, it's because they were in development at the same time by two different teams.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I think that that's probably what happened between Stellar Crown and Shrouded Fable. Of course, I can't confirm that. I do not work for the Pokemon company. But, yeah, like, the sets are incredibly close to releasing to each other. And then, of course, Surging Sparks coming just a couple of months after Stellar Crown. Woof.
Which, it looks like they have similar artwork. If you look at the Stellar Crown below and then the Surging Sparks Pikachu above, it's
I think
very
they're
similar galaxy diamondy gem
right.
thing.
I think that it's probably getting close to the finale of Scarlet and Violet era. Mm. So I think they're trying to cap it off here soon.
I got you.
That's what I would imagine.
These are still under the Scarlet Violet title. Yeah, they are. Yeah. I can see Stellar Crown down there says Scarlet Violet.
So yeah.
That
makes sense. Yeah, Surging Sparks is Scarlet Violet, I believe, as well. So, yeah. I think that that's probably what's going on with the similar artwork. I think they're trying to create an ending story for it, and then we'll be off to the next region for the next set era.
Crazy.
Yep.
Well, anytime they want to bring back the original 151, I'm all in.
Yeah, always give me 151.
I'll collect them. Maybe they'll release 151 again in the next set, but actually give us Master Ball Hollows.
That would be great. Or at least some kind of, like, just have two reverse hollow patterns with one only being one in a box. Like Japanese 151 did. Like,
exactly.
Just do that. People will love that. I love collecting Japanese 151. I almost exclusively collected it because of that reverse holo pattern.
Yeah, agreed. The Pokeball one was awesome. Like, the regular. And then the Master Ball to top it off. Like, that's what I opened those for.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Because everything else is the same as far as artwork. I mean, obviously, like, the Mew and the Mewtwo promo cards, we got English versions as a promo in our collector box. But those come in the packs for Japanese, and we've gotten both of those now.
Yeah, I mean, they come in the packs in English as well. They're just worthless because they're just given out in the
promo cards, yeah.
Yeah.
You can buy them. Anybody can get one.
Right. Yeah, whereas in Japanese, like, I think the Mewtwo one...
You did say the Mewtwo one was a promo card, but not.
Yeah, I believe the Mewtwo one is a promo card in the Japanese version of 151, but the Mew one is not. So the Japanese Mew card is worth...
The full art, yeah.
Yeah, the illustration art.
Yeah.
Is worth so much more than the English one because of that.
Crazy.
And, like, that's two different... Essentially two different companies too doing that.
Yep.
That's why Japanese sets don't align with English sets. We have different sets between Japan and America.
Yeah, they have a different backing on their Pokemon cards as well.
Yep. Yeah, it's the same game mechanically, but completely different sets being released. Except they kind of Anyways, we will let your ears go. Keep buying those TCG cards and ripping them for me. I love ripping them. I do it on TikTok for a living. Since we are speaking of our live show here at the end, I just want to let you guys know that we do rip cards for people on TikTok. If you guys were watching on YouTube, the QR code was on that first slide, and I'll go ahead and throw it down in the video somewhere. If you are listening to this on a podcast, the link will be in the description, as well as the link to our TCG Player store, where we're selling singles as well. If you are looking for particular cards for your collection and or decks, thank you for joining us for this inaugural episode. We hope to catch you in the weeks to follow.